I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. President Joe Biden has authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to strike deeper inside Russia. The move eases limitations on the weapons as Russia deploys thousands of North Korean troops to reinforce its war. North Korean troops have been sent to Ukraine's northern border to help Russia reclaim hundreds of kilometers of territory seized by Ukrainian forces. Biden's decision comes as the Russian invasion of Ukraine has now reached 1,000 days. AP correspondent Karen Chamas tells us about the current state of the war.
When Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, the conventional wisdom was that the capital, Kyiv, would soon fall and the rest of the country wouldn't last long against a much larger enemy. Instead, it was that narrative that quickly collapsed. The Ukrainian army proved it could slow the advance of Russian forces and, if not drive them out completely, then at least forestall defeat. Nearly 3 years later, the outlook is again grim. Russia is expanding huge amounts of weaponry and human life to make small but steady territorial gains to the nearly one-fifth of Ukraine it already controls. Ukraine, meanwhile, is struggling to minimize losses, maintain morale, and convince allies that with more military aid, it can turn the tide. I'm Karen Chamas.
Biden on Sunday became the first sitting American president to visit Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Biden landed in Manaus, capital of the state of Amazonas. During his brief visit, Biden met with indigenous leaders and toured the Amazon jungle via helicopter. He also announced U.S. investments in several climate initiatives, including $50 million for the Amazon Fund. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The president said he is leaving the United States and his successor, Republican Donald Trump, a strong foundation to build on in combating climate change.
Some may seek to deny or delay the clean energy revolution that's underway in America. But nobody can reverse it. Nobody. Now when so many people, regardless of party or politics, are enjoying its benefits.
Biden said the U.S. has surpassed the goal of providing $11 billion per year in international climate financing in 2024 under his administration, a key component in the fight against climate change lobbied by countries of the global south. Hezbollah said the group's chief spokesman was killed in an Israeli airstrike Sunday. The strike that killed Mohammed Afif hit a building in central Beirut belonging to the Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party. Afif had been especially visible since Israel escalated its attacks in Lebanon in September. It was the first Israeli attack on central Beirut in more than a month. Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike killed 6 people across 2 built-up refugee camps in central Gaza dating back to the 1948 war surrounding Israel's creation. Another 2 people were killed in a strike on Gaza's main north-south highway, according to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Deir Abalah. People in the West African country of Senegal voted Sunday in parliamentary elections that will decide whether President Bassirou Diomaye Faye will be able to carry out ambitious reforms. VOA's Fern Robinson has that story.
More than 7 million registered voters were choosing 165 lawmakers in the National Assembly, where the opposition, led by former President Macky Sall, holds a majority. Faye says that has blocked him from implementing his promised reforms, including fighting corruption and securing a bigger share from the country's natural resources for the population. He dissolved the opposition-led parliament in September, paving the way for snap elections. Faye's political party needs at least 83 seats in order to gain a majority. Fern Robinson, VOA News.
Donald Trump's victory in this month's U.S. presidential election is the latest in a long string of losses for sitting governments around the world this year, regardless of ideology. VOA's Dana Williams explains.
Issues driving voter discontent have varied widely, though there has been almost universal malaise since the COVID-19 pandemic, as people and businesses struggle to get back on their feet while facing stubbornly high prices, cash-strapped governments, and a surge in migration. Dana Williams, VOA News.
That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green.